my mama, child, and me. Now things were bad and she was scared, but whenever I would cry, she'd calm my fears and dry my tears with a rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, shine. Sang a song. Now I can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try, 'cause I just knew lots of love came through in that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, shine.
.5 WMFO Medford.
I'm Mike.
You are Mike.
Yes.
Mike is actually heading out. Mike, you have a great Thanksgiving and a great week. And our guests are
Danielle Moralia,
Andrew Grapple.
And sort of put a surprise song together.
We just met 2 minutes ago.
So, tell us a little something about the song.
This is it's a Tom Waits tune. There's a great version of this, actually, on an album called Wicked Grin that John Hammond recorded a bunch of years back that Tom Waits produced. And it's called 219. It's AA, nothing but A.
Okay. Got
so that. If anyone's playing along at home, we're just in the key of A.
Everything I had in the 29th flood, the barn was buried neath a mile of mud. Now I got nothing but the whistle and the steam. My baby's leaving town on the 219. I said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby leaving town on the 219. There's a fella that's preaching about hell and damnation. He's bouncing up the walls at the Grand Central Station. I treated her bad, I treated her mean. My baby's leaving town on the 219. I said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on 219. Now I've always been puzzled by the yin and the yang. It come out in the wash, but it always leaves a stain. The storm and the drain, the luster and the sheen. My baby's leaving town on the, I said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on the 219. Go on. To say, was that a raindrop or a tear in your eye? Were you drying your nails or were you waving goodbye? I said, hey, hey, I don't know what to do. Hey, hey, I will remember you. Hey, hey, I don't know what to do. My baby's leaving town on the 219.
Absolutely great. That was fantastic.
That was fun.
That was great.
And that actually didn't even meet for 2 minutes. Andrew, let everybody know where your show is, how to get your music, and
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. So again, my name is Andrew Gravel from the Gravel Project, and we got a big show coming up on Friday at Thunder Road. We're going to be releasing our brand new album called Wishful Thinking. We got an early show, 7 p.m. to 8:30 show, and we got lots of information on our website, thegravelproject.com, and you can find us on Facebook as well. We're also going to be up on the North Shore on Saturday night playing at the Mercy Tavern for those who can't make the release show on Friday. If you come to the release show on Friday at Thunder Road, 7 to 8:30, and you tell us that you found out about it from listening to the radio, you can get a free copy of the album, whether you want a CD or a download card. Just let me know that you heard us on air. So hope to see you all there.
Andrew, you have a sensational Thanksgiving and a great CD release party. And
thanks,
send our best to the rest of the band. Hope to have you all on next time. But I'm glad we were able to get you in.
Thanks for having me.
And give a shout out to your wife.
Will do. Yeah. Hi, honey. Love you.
He's on his way.
I'm coming to dinner right now.
Thank you, Andrew.
Nice all meeting
right.
you.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, nice meeting you.
Sounded great.
Going to go to a short tune, and we'll be right back with Danielle.
how-tos, you know I've been to see before. Crown and anchor me, or let me sail away. Hey, blue, there is a song for you in Conopin.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's Happening here at WMFO Medford. I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
Welcome, Danielle. That you and Andrew did such a great job.
Oh, thanks. That was fun. That was he was awesome. He was great.
Yeah, I mean,
I was listening to him out in the waiting room.
Well, I mean, he has his album coming out this week, and yours is coming out
December 2nd at the Burren in Davis Square in Somerville. Yeah,
and. Love the cover.
Thank you.
So, Insight into the cover.
The cover was done by Nicole Anguish at Day Camp Creative. I did a show a couple months ago with they called it the Hereafter Party at once, and there were three different bands. There was a George Michael cover band, a David Bowie cover band, and a Prince cover band, and I was the rhythm guitar player in the all ladies Prince cover band, and Nicole did the artwork for that show. And I loved it. So I was just getting ready to do the artwork for this when that show happened. So I got in touch with her and she did the artwork for it.
So I'm trying to figure out the... okay. Now I saw the title to the album.
Yeah. Yes.
Except for when they're the New England Patriots and then and the sports teams in Boston, and then they're not all ghosts.
Should we say what the album name is before so people aren't just like, what are they talking about?
Oh, no.
Let them guess.
This is all, you know, it's coded, yes.
You guys can guess what the album is called. All My Heroes Are Ghosts. And then in parentheses, it should say except Keith Richards, but it doesn't say that.
Well,
and Keith, Bob Dylan, and
yeah,
Tina
well,
Turner.
Keith,
there's a bunch who aren't, but you know,
Keith
many
Richards
of them
is,
are.
we're not sure what keeps him going.
I don't know what it is. He's still rocking, still rocks the moves on stage and everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's well, because there's so many. I mean, we keep losing artists, but we keep a lot of the great artists around too.
Yeah,
and.
It's interesting to see who is surviving and who is not. The people who you wouldn't expect to go so young have gone.
Yeah, you know? Matter of fact, because I did a small set in honor of David Cassidy.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's struggling right now.
He's not well right now, but wanted to do something, send some positive vibes by playing some of his music and letting people remember. What made him him?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it's like, I mean, Cherish and I Think I Love You and you know, a couple others, and it was just really, I had to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know what? You want to honor people while they're here.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they're gone, you do an honor, you still want to honor them.
Yeah.
Because they bring you such great music.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, he was stereotyped as Keith Partridge.
Yeah.
You know, I also saw that the gentleman who played Bill Cosby's father as a Huxtable.
Oh, Dick Gregory, right?
No.
Was that his father on there? Or was he a friend of the father on there?
It was a friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Passed away today.
Oh,
and
okay.
He was a Broadway actor.
Yeah.
And he played... I had him playing the saxophone on the show.
Yeah.
But he was a major Broadway actor. And so...
Yeah, the greats are... I feel like the greats are like an endangered species, you know? They're just... they're being plucked away, like, just one at a time. And so that was the title. There's a track on there that's called All My Heroes Are Ghosts. So that's just the title track. So it's just... Yeah, it was... That kind of year where you were, you know, thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, we lost so many great artists last year.
Yeah,
and entertainers, and we've been lucky that we have a lot of great ones locally.
Yeah,
because I mean, the way I look at it, and we talk about it all the time, getting out and seeing local artists.
Yeah.
How do you know that we don't have great artists right here? I mean, if they're playing in their basement, it's not the same as going out to the clubs. Going to the CD release parties, going out to the open mics, and supporting local music.
Yeah, we have we really do have a great musical community here, and some of the greatest musicians in the country, I would say, you know, right here, who just play locally.
And many
we're
of the,
very lucky.
Many of the big stars,
yeah,
who became stars who, I mean, at the time when you could make all that big money.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now they're mostly over 70, but...
yeah.
Came through Boston.
Yeah.
You know, the Beatles over here at the Suffolk Downs.
Yeah.
Or you had, you know, James Taylor. in Boston. You had, you know, Carly Simon. You had, you know,
Bonnie Raitt came through.
Yeah. You know, and many of them are still here.
Yeah.
You know, you've got, you know, the big artists of the, what, late 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, the Aerosmith, Cars, Boston, you know, Jay Giles.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we lost Jay.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, there's just a lot. But you know what? The music lives on. And that's, I think, above everything else, music goes, transcends everything.
Yeah.
You know, a hello or goodbye might, a hug might, but you know what? And, you know, when, you know, Beatles said the love is all you need. No, you need the music because it doesn't matter who, what, or where you are.
Yeah.
The music affects you.
Yeah. And it kind of, it immortalizes these people. So, you know, you still get to have them. You know, Prince was a huge, I mean, you know, everybody has their artist that, you know, that was my biggest, he was my favorite of all time. He's still my favorite of all time. And, you know, it was such a loss, and it was, but I get to at least say, well, I still have the same relationship with him that I did before he died. It's not like I could call him up anyway, you know, so I still get to enjoy his music, you know, get that joy out of his music. So that's a gift to you know, to have that.
Well, should we play that title track?
I think this would be a great segue into that song. Absolutely. This is called All My Heroes Are Ghosts, and it's from the album All My Heroes Are Ghosts.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Danielle.
That was really a great song.
Thank you.
And You know, all your heroes are ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? There are a lot of people who are heroes that are still here that someday will be, but the memory lives on with their great music. You were mentioning off the air that, you know, Prince was a big person in your life as far as music.
Mm-hmm.
And the tracks that are in his archives, mm-hmm. which nobody's ever going to be able to hear unless his family releases them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll gain a conscience to let the world hear.
Well, he didn't want them released. That's the only problem, is that that's the sort of, there's a little bit of a, on one hand, you want to hear them. So, and maybe he did, maybe he figured they were going to release him after he died anyway. But he, there's a lot of stuff he didn't want released. So there is a little bit of that conflict of like, I want to hear this stuff, but I know he didn't want people to hear it. And also even just, he was so, he was really on top of it when people, like with copyright, if anybody posted stuff on YouTube, it was like the day he died, everybody just started posting everything willy-nilly. It was just, it was great because you got to see so much stuff, you know, but it's also, you know, that's not what he wanted, but, you know, maybe he doesn't care. He wouldn't care now.
Well, I think, you know, he had his movie.
Yeah.
Because that's, most people around the country, unless you lived in Detroit,
or Minneapolis.
Didn't know. And, you know, he used to, because I saw a lot about him after he passed, that he used to invite the community in.
Yeah.
And his hometown was his hometown throughout.
I mean, he lived there, yeah. I mean, he had his Paisley Park studios there. He never really, never abandoned it.
But he didn't abandon the community either.
Yeah.
And they didn't abandon him.
Yeah.
So that's why. So he was a great local artist his whole life.
Actually, yeah, if you think about it that way, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And good, great local artist right here. Matter of fact, right in front of me. And we've got a great acoustic song you want to do for us.
Yeah. This is another one from the record, but I'm going to do it acoustic. This is called Monster. Together. Take some beats and drop them in. Build your tracks. Now you're a rock star in your head. Open your mouth and say some things and call them facts. Preach like gospel and watch it spread. And everything is true now. Grab whatever you can use. Throw it in a pile and make your own news. We imagined a monster and we made it real. Sky is falling, and I don't think it's rain. We're marching right into the fox's mouth. The man who mutters to himself is sounding pretty sane. The call is coming from inside the house. And everything is true now. Grab whatever you can use. Throw it in a pile and make your own news. We imagined the monster and we made it real. I believe anything that I already feel. And if you tell me something I don't wanna know,
you can use. Throw it in a pile and make your own news. Make your own news. Make your own. We imagined the monster and we made it real. We imagined the monster and we made it real. Thank you.
Any background behind that?
It's just about the chaos of the do-it-yourself new situation we have going on where, you know, people don't believe legit sources, but then they believe, they just believe what they want to believe, whatever fits their belief system, you know, and it just makes for a lot of chaos.
And fake news.
Yeah.
When the real thing's out there.
Yeah.
I think that's the boy crying wolf syndrome.
Yeah.
Is what we have right now.
Yeah.
You know, you say somebody passed away and they didn't pass away, and then all of a sudden they do, and it's like, let the person live while they can.
Yeah.
They did that to Tom Petty.
They did, I know.
It's
I know.
Well, Tom, well, yeah. You know.
Or people will you know, post that Rue McClanahan died today, and it's like, actually, she died 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it'll be like, they'll just, and people just repost without even thinking. They don't even, yeah. It takes a quick Google search to
you gotta look at the date.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know,
or just write, put hoax and see if it's a hoax. It's not that hard. It's just that impulse share. Ooh, I get to share this and be the first to let people know that this happened.
You know? It's the old Mark Twain syndrome, you know, the, you know, paraphrasing basically, the, you know, I can't even think of it right now, but the talk of my passing is greatly exaggerated.
I think I know the quote you're talking about.
It's like, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's here a long time, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and All on Fire.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that one. Yeah.
Anything?
Do you want to bat?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, it also is a little bit about the chaos and the, it's kind of just like looking around and saying, how are we just being normal right now with everything that's going on, pretty much.
Are we normal?
I don't know. Or I just remember looking around being like, look it, we're just living our lives. You know.
All on Fire.
Yeah.
From?
From All My Heroes Are Ghosts.
Yeah.
Welcome back. That was All on Fire.
I forgot that ends suddenly.
Oh, put out the fire very quickly, yes. So, you mentioned the name of the band.
Oh, yeah. So the band is called Danielle M. and the Glory Junkies. It's a band name. It's the first album that I put out as a band, like not under just my own name. And the band is Lauren Scudder, Chris Anzalone, Jim Larkin, and Eric White. And it's cool. Like, the whole album is the band. It's just us. It's the first time I put an album out like that, where it's a band record. And we recorded it at Willie Mammoth in Waltham with Dave Westner. And it's like, I don't know, it was a fun process. You know, we pretty much rehearsed the songs and then went in and recorded them live. And then fixed up some stuff, touched some things up, but
so did you do all
live.
The writing, or was it a comp?
It's all my writing, but then there's, you know, there's definitely contributions from the band as well.
So. Well, yeah, supporting you while you're
yeah. But it's like, it's also arrangement, you know, just kind of hooks and arrangements and things like that. And
so, you know, we were talking about it that you produced the album yourself.
Yeah.
For the people who are out there who are musicians, who have stuff they want to put out there, but don't seem to either have either the funds to do so, although many people do Kickstarters and everything else,
yeah.
But the confidence behind it, you know, because you can go out and perform, but you know, when you've got to put it on hard copy, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you do it?
What do you mean? Do you mean as far as the confidence for...
Well, you went into the studio, recorded it,
yeah,
produced it, and I have a copy right here in front of me.
Yeah.
And it's coming out on...
December 2nd at the Burin in Davis Square, Somerville, Mass. Yeah.
But some people can put out albums, and some people will just say, you know, I'll keep playing, even though we have some great tunes, because I'm nervous about making that other step and making something permanent.
Yeah, well, honestly, I would suggest... a good happy medium between not recording until you feel like you're ready to record, but also not waiting so long that you never put anything out, or being so self-critical that, you know, you should also keep putting things out if you can. You know, there's some stuff, there's earlier stuff I recorded when I, you know, was only a year or two in that I pretend doesn't exist because, you know, but it was still important to go through the process of doing that to get to the point where you don't hate everything that you record. You know, you kind of have to get through that, you have to put some stuff down that isn't going to be,
perfect.
Or that in the future you might be like, ugh, when you hear it.
Will you be putting out any videos for these?
Yeah, actually, my friend Lisa Bastoni, who's an incredible songwriter.
We had her in here recently.
You had her right before her release, right?
Yes.
Lisa's one of my best buddies, and she does these really beautiful, illustrated videos. So she's going to make an illustrated video for All My Heroes Are Ghosts for the title track, and she's kind of in the process of working on that right now. She's been sending me some paintings she's doing, and I'm so excited for it. So it'll be fun. I wanted to do something collaborative like that, you know, because I love her as an artist, you know, and her as a whole artist in every way. You know, I just think she just has such a gift for, she has a gift for like pulling on the emotional strings. She has a gift for finding the emotional pulse of things. So I'm really excited about what she's going to do with it.
You know, what I normally tell, we normally tell a lot of the artists who are out there to stay for if you guys are on the same bill,
yeah,
stay for the other artists and network, I mean, and collaborate, because you never know what's going to come out of it.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. I mean,
yeah,
we had a collaboration here, and, you know, we put together in basically less than a minute.
Yeah.
And it sounded fantastic. So you never know when you're going to need that other person, or just for support, you know.
Well, and also just being open to being collaborative with other people. I think it took me a while to really get that, to understand the value of that. I mean, that's why I'm really excited that I have a band record coming out, because I wish that I had really focused a lot of energy on putting a band together years ago that where, you know, I'm really open to everybody putting in ideas and that kind of thing. It took me some time to get confident enough to do that because I did it solo for so long. I still do it solo. I travel as, you know, I do the one-man band thing when I travel because it's just more feasible. But I really enjoy the energy of that exchange of being on stage with other people. People who you know, it takes a while to find people, too, that, like, that work together well, that work with you well, that are an easy hang. You know, you got to find people who you enjoy their company, and who you enjoy musically. So there's a lot of elements that go into finding the right people.
And sometimes it may not even be the right time. Maybe that's why you didn't put the band together.
Yeah.
And you'll hear somebody else, you know, you're on stage and then you don't pack up and leave unless you've got another gig. Otherwise, you stay around and listen to the other people.
Yeah, yeah.
But something may hit you as you're putting words down.
Oh, absolutely. I've definitely written songs from sitting there listening to other people play. You know, I've definitely taken note, been like, oh, that makes me think of this other thing. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because using your imagination and your creativity.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to play another one for us?
Yeah, let's do. I don't know if my voice is going to hold out, but let's try.
Well, I know you had a prior gig, but do the best you can.
I'll do the best I can. Let's see. Let's do. You know what? I'm going to do an older one since we're going to play. We'll probably play one more from the record or something. Is that? So I'll do this one. White sky is black, nothing but ice on the subway track. Straight and narrow path got a big old crack. Oh wait, my guitar is way out of tune. Hold on one second, I'm sorry.
That's not a problem.
No, it wasn't out of tune. Something else was going on.
Okay, we'll start this again. And what is it called?
This is called See the Light. I'm sorry, I apologize to anybody listening for that little. I'm sure it made it more interesting, though, right? Ground is white, sky is black. Nothing but ice on the subway track. Straight and narrow path got a big old crack. The ones who bought the halos want their money back. But I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. It's so dark I can see the light. Fridge is empty, cash is gone. There's a beggar in a high rise with a three-piece on. And everybody's saying it won't be long. But Santa's in drag and he's singing a song. But I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. It's so dark I can see the light. Like a rocket, no money down. Here's the last bill in my pocket, let me buy a round. One big boat in the muddy ground. Nobody sleeps alone at rock bottom now. But I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. I'm alright if you're alright. It's so dark I can see the light. I can see the light. I can see the light. 'Cause I'm alright if you're alright. Can you see the light? Can you see the light? Can you see the light? Thank you. I think it was a little out of tune, but that's okay.
It's okay. It's a it's like getting a double dose of the song.
Yeah. A song and a quarter. A song and a quarter, yeah.
Well, I have another one from your album.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do the album tunes.
Which
let's
it's
do
called Everybody's Wrong.
Everybody's Wrong. Let's do that one.
And we'll talk about that after.
Okay.
Why don't we go right to the song?
All right.
Enjoy. You're here listening on What's Happening with Daniel Morelia and Aaron, and we'll be right back.
Kicking ass. expect their fair amount. Forget your heaven and hell, your judgment day is here and now. At the end, here on the right side of history.
Welcome back to What's Happening on WMFO Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Danielle.
And you've got your album coming out in 2 weeks?
Yeah, December 2nd at the Burren. Can I mention my website?
Absolutely.
DanielleM.com. If you go to DanielleM.com, it'll just there'll be a link right there to get tickets.
And, I mean, just a great album. And...